This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Last month, a gas explosion in Dallas killed a 12-year-old girl and brought new attention to an aging infrastructure. Atmos Energy says it's upgrading old steel pipes in the area, but many wonder why it took a deadly explosion to draw attention to the issue in the first place. It is far from the first time a tragedy caused by a gas explosion has moved the industry to make changes. In fact, this Sunday marks 81 years since a natural gas accident so devastating that it led to changes on a national scale, changes we live with today. It happened in the city of New London in East Texas, what was at the time one of the wealthiest places in America. Townsfolk had built one of the fanciest school buildings of its time, but on March 18, 1907, at that school building, a natural gas leak caused an explosion that collapsed virtually all of the structure, killing nearly 300 people, mostly school kids. You may not have heard this story, but John Davidson is trying to make sure people don't forget. He is head docent for the New London Museum. John, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you.
If I understand correctly, you grew up in the New London area?
Yes, I was. I had a sister killed in a school explosion, and I lived here for graduated from high school, graduated from Kilgore Junior College and Sam Houston State University, went to work for Kelly Springfield, retired 9 years ago and moved back out the country.
Now, let me ask you again. You say you had a sister who was killed in the New London explosion?
Yes, she was 14 years old in the eighth grade.
Did you know her really well?
No, I was born 3 years later.
I see.
My mother and daddy were approaching 40 years old, and she was the only child, and they didn't plan on having any more kids. So I came along later, 3 years later.
What stories did you grow up hearing about that disaster?
Very little. I learned most about it when I came to work up here. Because people didn't talk about this for 40 years. They came back and started talking about it after 40 years and had their first reunion and the healing started. My daddy never mentioned one word about it. Mother would say a few things, you know, telling me about teaching her to drive and how pretty she was and something like that. But I really didn't know anything about her.
That must have been really odd growing up in a town where you knew something really big and terrible and tragic happened, but nobody
talked about it. We'd walk by the cenotaph out there, and we'd see the names on it, and knew the explosion happened, but they just didn't talk about it. You know, they didn't have counselors back then, so they were handling it the best way they could. And a lot of the kids my age didn't know anything about it until we started reunions.
Gosh, it's hard to imagine. Now, tell me a little bit about what you did learn about the explosion. How did it actually happen?
Running the length of that school was a 64,000 cubic foot crawl space, and it varied in depth from 3 to 6 foot deep, leveled up with 8-inch concrete slab. Well, a gas leak occurred and filled that whole basement full of gas. And the best we know what happened, a sander was turned on in the shop, and it sparked and caused the school to blow up.
Nobody's able to smell the natural gas?
Gas had no odor then. Because of what happened here that day, they added a chemical called mercaptan to gas, which gives it the odor. Those kids had been complaining about burning nose and runny eyes, but since natural gas has no odor, they weren't looking there. They thought it was allergies. It happened in March. They thought spring was here, and they were just having allergies.
It's hard to imagine the sort of impact this must have had on a town. I mean, it's a pretty rural area. This must have been really devastating because with 294 people, is that right, dying?
It's
like losing a whole generation.
That's what they called it the day a generation died. And I just looked at a while ago, I thought you might be interested. There were 270 students killed, 4 postgraduates, 16 teachers, and 4 visitors, which makes up the 294.
Do you think the explosion... Surely it must have changed New London permanently. How do you think the city changed?
After we started having the reunion, well, you know, people started to heal some. They had a reunion 40 years later. And, of course, most of the people that went through that era are gone now. It's a completely new generation.
Well, I bet you're busy this week with the anniversary coming up.
Yesterday we had 50-something people come in here to tour. When I got home, I think I'd lost half my legs, wore my feet out.
Mr. Davidson, why do you think it's important to keep telling the story of the New London school explosion?
The main thing is to keep these kids' memories alive. We've got an old saying that we show back there that they say that no one is ever dead truly dead until no one remembers them and no one speaks their name. So what we try to do is keep their memories alive by telling the story and not letting these kids, you know, be forgotten.
John Davidson is in the business of not letting these kids be forgotten. He is head docent for the New London Museum. His older sister was killed in the school explosion on March 18th, 1937. Mr. Davidson, thanks again for speaking with us.
Well, I appreciate you.